You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. I'm very pleased to say we have joining us for the first time, I believe, Peter Hassan. He is a reporter and associate editor at a terrific online resource, the dailycaller.com. And he has been doing some incredibly important reporting just in the past couple of days, as it happens, in the immediate aftermath of the attacks in Orlando and the to-ing and fro-ing that we've been hearing about from the administration as to how that was perpetrated and what motivations the individual who did it might have had. Well, Peter Hassan's reporting has shed important light on what is going on in terms of U.S. government policy that may explain, if not the Orlando shooters' motives, at least why we are being told they have nothing to do with Islam. Peter Hassan, welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. Great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So maybe I could start with some of the reporting you've been doing about a aspect of the Department of Homeland Security's outreach efforts, I guess they'd be called, involving the Homeland Security Advisory Council. What is this group? Who populates it? And what have they been up to of late?
So the Homeland Security Advisory Council, they're essentially a group of hand-pointed advisors by Jade Johnson, who it's populated mostly of, you know, left-wing scholars and, you know, there's former military people. You know, there's a guy from Center for American Progress, which is far left. And essentially, you know, what they're doing is they're supposed to give independent advice, supposedly, on how to keep a country safe. But what it ends up looking like is it ends up being an entire program on how to not hurt anybody's feelings or sensitivities while trying to keep our country safe. And so the priority, ultimately, has been on essentially not offending, you know, the American, you know, Islamic community. And so they actually, like, the week before the Orlando terror attacks, they published a report on combating violent extremism that instructed the Department of Homeland Security to purge any uses or references of you know, Islamic terminology from their efforts to combat terrorism. So words like Sharia or jihad or takfir, they are allowed to use those words. And so what they're being criticized for is people are saying, well, how can we fight terrorism if we can't even name the enemy or name how the enemy is going about doing what they're doing or why they're going about attacking Americans? And so a lot of people feel like, you know, what the Homeland Security Advisory Council is doing is that they're essentially, you know, tying one hand behind their back and saying, all right, now we're going to go get the job done.
Let me ask you, Peter, because I think this really cuts to the quick of the matter. It's not simply that we won't understand what is impelling people to engage in these acts of jihad in Orlando or San Bernardino or Fort Hood or Chattanooga or elsewhere, if we don't get straight that they're doing it in response to jihad's call and Sharia's, you know, enjoining of people to participate in that program. But we won't be able to anticipate where the next blow may be coming from if we're being willfully blinded to these realities. And, you know, I'm struck by the fact that in the past, and I gather at present as well, there are a number of people in addition to sort of left-wing academics and political operatives, people who are tied to, it would appear, the Muslim Brotherhood or certainly have affinities for Islamic supremacism that you would think we wouldn't want anywhere near American policymaking. And yet that does seem to be the case with respect to at least to this sort of countering violent extremism working group or subcommittee, whatever they're calling it, task force. Give us a flavor particularly of this Leila Alawa and some of her rather problematic views.
Yeah, so there's a 25-year-old Syrian who only became a citizen a year ago, who is on HSAC's subcommittee on countering violent extremism. And by the looks of it, they didn't vet her at all, because it didn't take very long to find controversial statements where she was saying that she had no tolerance for people. She had no tolerance for people saying intolerant things about Islam. She was saying that 9/11 is America's day to pull the flag out of their garage and for a day to look behind her back, and really just a lot of angry sentiments towards America, towards free speech and American values. Nevertheless, she was on that subcommittee on countering violent extremism, which is the same committee that published the report saying you can't use Sharia, you can't even say Sharia, you can't even say jihad, you can't even pretend like terrorism is at all related to Islam. And that's certainly something that a lot of people, as that article has gotten picked up, it's really surprised a lot of people and made a lot of people angry. People would like to think that Homeland Security is doing everything they can to keep us safe, and they're going to leave no stone unturned. And yet, one of the people that's advising these policies is someone who, clearly does not hold a very high opinion of America or American values.
It would appear to be said of Jay Johnson himself, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, as you've reported, Peter Hassan, at the Daily Caller. If he's determined not to give offense to people, he certainly doesn't seem to be doing a very good job when it comes to people on the right. In fact, he seems to think that they're as big a threat as anybody to violent extremism. What's up with that?
So actually, a month after the San Bernardino attack, the Homeland Security Advisory Council had a meeting with Jay Johnson, which he says that the threat from extremists on the right wing are just as real of a threat as the threat from Islamic extremism. And that was a month after the San Bernardino attack. And he still was willfully spouting the peace and tolerance line that all ideas are equal, all viewpoints are equal, and if the Islamic extremists are causing a problem, well, that means there must be extremists on the right wing that are causing a problem. And so that's what they're doing, is that they're treating it like the right wing has to be as much of a threat as the Islamic extremists. And the facts are showing that to not be the case.
Yeah, it's certainly not the case. And it, unfortunately, I think it's correct that it's not simply an act of moral equivalence, but it's an act of deflection. If you're not allowed to talk about this Sharia problem, see no Sharia, as we call it, you wind up needing to sort of get people focused on something else, anything else, but the sort of jihad when it manifests itself, as it certainly did in Orlando. Peter, I want to commend to you and to all of our listeners a book on this subject. We call it See No Sharia, Countering Violent Extremism and the Disarming of America's First Lines of Defense. Claire Lopez and I wrote it earlier this year. It's a very, very powerful and, I'm afraid, very alarming depiction of what has come of this policy of countering violent extremism that's putting us all at greater risk. Peter Hassan, we have to leave it at that for the moment. I commend you for the terrific job you've been doing reporting on these matters and hope you will continue to do so, as we need the clear light of day to be exposing and hopefully thereby bringing to an end some of these misbegotten policies. Keep it up. Come back to us soon. Gordon Chang joins us next. We'll talk about why China should not be included in the RIMPAC exercises. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.